You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. Mark Russo is here. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Mark. Thanks for being with us on a sunshiny day. How about that?
Yeah, it's certainly nice to see the sun here today and yesterday. Certainly have had those days have been few and far between a bit here this spring, especially the past week or so. But we are going to see a bit more of the sun, especially in areas of the northern Midwest as we go through this week. And the pattern for this week in particular will feature across the northern portion of the Midwest, generally dry conditions. And we're talking basically areas along and north of Interstate 80. As you go south of there, though, that is where there will be some rain activity. We don't see anything that excessive or heavy, but amounts look to be in the range of basically 1 to 1.5 inches. So that is where there will be some delays in fieldwork operations overall. And that includes some parts of central southern Illinois, central southern Indiana, southern Ohio. But again, areas along and north of I-80, it looks basically wide open this entire week.
Our high for today, only in the mid-60s in our area. That's pretty cool. We'd like to have some heat to come along with this eventually. Do you see that too?
We do see some heat coming in here, Todd, not the next 4 to 5 days, but thereafter. In fact, starting over the upcoming weekend, temperatures look to rebound back to normal, even slightly warmer than normal levels here across the entire Corn Belt, and look to stay that way all of next week. So still have a few more days of cooler than normal readings, but that and not as cold as what we had back on Saturday and Sunday mornings, but lingering coolness, but heat will return this weekend and next week.
A little bit like last year, eastern Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio lagging behind. They've been wet. They really need some time to dry out. However, I think they may be in the rainfall areas. Can you give me a more detailed look at them?
Well, yeah, especially the southern parts of those states, we'll see some of the rain activity and higher amounts. But even there, overall, nothing that excessive. But you know, with the cool and even damp soils from this weekend's rains, that'll keep things a little bit on the slow side here as we go through this week. But again, as you move up north, the northern parts of those states, we'll see a generally favorable progress due to lack of rainfall this week.
All right. Thanks again. We'll talk with you on Monday next week.
All right. My pleasure, Todd.
That is Mark Russo. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. You can always find us online at willag.org. That's willag.org. There we post all of our agricultural programming online, on demand, for you to listen to whenever you would like. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.